I have fallen in love with television again.
Have you?
Because of Kurt Wagner.
Kurt, look what you've done.
Uh-oh. Sorry.
No, it's good.
It's a good thing. It really is a good thing. Kurt Wagner is here from TVShowPatrol.com. That's a good website if you enjoy television. Visit TVShowPatrol.com. Kurt, let's start out with some good news. Wendy asks you this almost every week as you show up. Now we have a definitive answer. When exactly is Stranger Things going to be back on television?
Oh, we knew that. October 27th, yeah, on Netflix.
I am going to catch up and rewatch the other one.
Today, they dropped the last new trailer before it premieres.
Yeah.
And it's really good.
What do we learn in the new trailer? Is there anything disclosed?
Well, my favorite thing is that the kids are in Ghostbusters outfits
for
Halloween, which has been in a previous trailer, but it still makes me laugh. But there's little sort of notices. You know how it's very much a nostalgia type
Yeah,
show?
It is.
There's little nods to, like, besides Ghostbusters, Close Encounters. There's, mm-hmm. like, a little thing that might make you remember Close Encounters.
I loved that movie.
And I think a couple of the maybe not Friday the 13th, but a couple of that horror genre.
So why do you think that show surprised everybody? It looked like it was going to be like a cult hit, but it got much, much bigger. What do you think was going on with Stranger Things?
A lot of the nostalgia factor, and it's just well done.
Yeah.
And kids, I mean, you know, who doesn't?
But the relationship that those kids have is reminiscent of so many movies and television shows that we saw years and years ago, right?
Right, right. I mean, that's the nostalgia thing, and you know, like them having this adventure to save each other is very much Stand By Me. And
very much. And didn't it kind of do that too?
Yeah, I think so.
Still haven't seen that
but
yet.
What's funny
movie.
Is they say of the kids in It, in the new version of It, oh, they're like the kids in Stranger Things, but it's really a reverse. The kids in Stranger things are like things from long ago.
Right.
And you know what is so nostalgic about Stranger Things? Kids going outside and riding their bikes. Do you remember when that used to happen?
Yeah.
Now
that really brought me back.
Now
I remember,
kids have an app.
Yeah, I remember growing
outside.
Up.
A bike app?
Yeah, bike app.
I remember growing up being all over the neighborhood, like all day
like
long.
Like until nighttime.
And no biggie.
Right.
You know, we'd walk to school and you know, walk and all that kind of stuff. I walk home from Sunday school.
Mm-hmm. Everything's different
was,
now.
You know, yeah, now it's...
All right, so Stranger Things, October the 27th. Look for it on, where is it, on Netflix, right?
On Netflix. Yeah. Netflix.
All right. I want to ask you this. This isn't on your sheet, but I've noticed this. I get a lot of ribbing for this, but I've always been a fan of The View. I shouldn't say always. There was some downtime there, but I enjoy The View. I've always really enjoyed it.
The View, the talk show?
Yeah, on ABC.
Never
saw
it.
With the ladies. You've never seen it ever? Wendy, you got to watch The View. Take a little time to enjoy The View. They say it at the end of every episode.
No, I'm good.
Here's what I've noticed on The View.
She's enjoying The View outside the studio.
They switch hosts a lot now, and Meghan McCain is on now, and that's good because I like her. I think she brings a nice kind of a right-wing attitude to the show. Mm-hmm. But I've noticed lately, like for years and years and years, when they would say the women's names who are hosting The View at the beginning, they would announce Whoopi Goldberg as Whoopi Goldberg. But now they just say Whoopi. Everybody else gets first name and last name. Whoopi Goldberg, Whoopi. That's it.
I'm sure she told them just to say Whoopi.
But why?
Everybody knows who Whoopi is.
Yeah, but still, it just seems weirdly out of place, doesn't it, to just go with the one name?
Whoopi is fun to say, more fun than
hey,
Whoopi Goldberg.
Hey, speaking of young kids in Stranger Things.
There are kids out in front of the Showcase studio right now.
They like your work, Kurt.
I guess so.
The kids come by because they like your work.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe she's trying to be...
Like Cher.
Cher or Oprah.
Roseanne.
Or Tarzan.
Tarzan.
Just one name.
Do they say Whoopi or do they say Whoopi?
No, they say it the traditional way. They don't say it like you just
Then they're missing
it.
The boat.
So you think it'd be better to say it that
everyone,
way?
Yes. Meghan McCain and Whoopi!
All right.
It would give her more attention.
Maybe they'll do that. What
she
is the fallout on TV and all of show business now with the Harvey Weinstein thing? Is there some sort of fallout? What can we expect?
Oh, there's a new harassment thing.
This week has been crazy with people either saying they're not going to work with the company even. You know, he's gone, I think. I'm not sure if he's
Although,
fired
is he?
Completely.
We talked about this. He owns the company with his brother.
I know. Yeah. But
is he just on vacation?
Well, no, I think.
The
now.
Belief is, yeah. from several people, including I got a letter from somebody who I've known for a long time who used to work with him, that when you own the company like that, even though they say he's out, he's still pulling some strings.
Look at Donald Trump is allegedly out of Trump Enterprises.
Right. But his kids still probably come to him every once in a while and go, do we do this deal or do we not do this
deal?
Probably
have you heard the stories that he is now supposedly in Arizona in rehab?
That's David Jennings, by the way, Kurt. You looked very surprised as to where the voice came from.
Harvey Weinstein?
Yeah. There are some. I've heard that story starting to circulate, too.
Well, TMZ just did a story, I think it must have been yesterday, that his daughter called in that her father was suicidal, and they sent a squad over to check on him, and he'd already left her house. He was visiting. It's his older daughter from a previous marriage, that they needed to keep an eye on him because he's so depressed over what's going on that he's on suicide watch. I don't know if that's true or not. That's according to TMZ.
TMZ is usually pretty accurate.
And one other question is, anyone talked about, well, the possibility this may be that he's a sex addict?
Well, I guess the debate is what does or doesn't constitute a sex addict. This guy, somebody just called him. I'm trying to remember what celebrity said. He's not a sex addict. He's a predator. I think it was Emma Thompson who said this yesterday. And there's a huge difference between being a sex addict and a predator.
Doesn't everyone like sex? I mean, come on.
Sex addict isn't about liking sex. It's about
the need to constantly have it.
No, it's about the constant need for gratification, and it's also getting really out there in terms of how you go about doing it and where. Some of the stuff described about Weinstein is just, really?
It's
You're
not
excited
rational.
By a potted plant?
Well, no, it's but like, that's where...
No.
You know.
He's got some strange likings. Yeah. He does have that. But now we just find out that the guy who heads up Amazon Studios, this is a guy named Roy Price, he's got some problems, right, Kurt? What's going on with
this
guy? He's
been let go or put on leave, correct?
Yeah, he's on leave immediately because the producer of... Well, Issa Hackett Dick, who is the daughter of Philip K. Dick, the author.
The author, yeah.
And she's also producing The Man in the High Castle.
Yeah.
And another show on that network, Electric Dreams.
Yeah.
She claims that he harassed her several times in the past.
And they're not waiting around to see if it's true.
No, they did it immediately. They put him on leave immediately.
I think the bottom is really going to begin to drop out on Hollywood
now. And the Weinstein thing, you know, people are coming out of the woodwork saying things, and then there's also all the TV networks that had his productions on or have his productions on are scrubbing the Weinstein Company label, like the little card that's the producer card that's at the end of it. They're taking that off.
I said that immediately. I said the company has to rebrand itself immediately or they're in serious trouble.
And I thought I had heard that they were going to even rename themselves.
They'd have to.
Yeah.
You don't want... Would you want your name?
And that's the thing is that so many of these claims say everybody knew.
Yeah.
I mean, Tina Fey... In, I don't know what year it was, in 30 Rock, she wrote that episode where they made that joke. And then last night's Great News, which she's the executive producer of and now she's starring in, episode she wrote dealt with her character, who was the boss, the new boss on that show, sexually harassing a bunch of guys. And, of course, that wasn't ripped from the headlines because that was written and made this summer.
Yeah.
But
see, I have a question to ask. I know some of these young unknown actresses, and I mentioned the list that came out. There are a lot of actresses from other countries that I've not heard of. And I wonder if it's because they turned him down that they didn't get that budding career. But someone like Tina Fey, if like she knows she was in a position to perhaps blow the whistle, did she not know firsthand? These are all the questions I have.
Right. Right. Well, that's, you know, they've always said it was an open secret in Hollywood. So they might have just made that joke. But I'm surprised that that joke never got any slap back from him.
Right.
Because that was quite a while ago. And this has been going on for years. But yeah. Kate Beckinsale said she was 17 when he did it to her. And then he just continued to do it like every time he'd see her. And then he one time even asked her, did I ever do this to you?
Do you know who the actress Claire Forlani is?
Yeah.
There was a story about her yesterday too, saying she had five different incidents with him where she had to squirm away and escape from him five different times.
Wasn't she hooked up with Keanu Reeves for a while?
Very possibly.
I thought so.
It's very possible. All right, let's take a quick break. Kurt Wagner's here from TVShowPatrol.com. That's the website. Stick around. Bill and Wendy, WGN.
Kurt Wagner is here from TVShowPatrol.com, a great website if you love television, which I have fallen in love with it again. This Is Us has brought me back to loving drama. I loved 30-something. That's kind of what this reminds me of, and done by, I believe, the same producers.
Maybe.
There's some 30-something connection. Yeah.
Doesn't Ken Olin?
I think Ken Olin's directed.
Yes,
yeah. He directs a bunch of them. Yeah.
And Timothy Busfield. I don't know if he's directed any of these, but he's also a director now.
Right,
so
right.
Maybe
it is the best show on TV. I cry all the time. The Goldbergs does that to me too. I know it's very funny, but at the very end, it's just Bev Goldberg wanting to be a better mom, and it always makes me cry.
Do you want hair like that?
No. I don't want
hair like
that. I
think you
would
be good in a flip.
Try it
like
for
that.
A week and see what happens.
No, I had hair like that in the 80s.
But not anymore.
70s, I guess.
Yeah. You know what I saw is coming back, and this is exciting. I don't know if even you know this. I didn't see it on your sheet. They're bringing back, Steven Spielberg just signed a deal to bring back Amazing Stories.
Oh, I didn't
Did you know
see that?
That
now.
Yeah.
Did you watch it? I loved that.
I thought that was great. I've got them all. They put out a DVD box set a couple of years ago, and I bought it immediately. I thought those were excellent episodes.
Hmm.
So I don't know who's behind it other than him,
but
I know it's
heard
coming for next
that
season.
That at all, yeah. That's good, though. I mean, it sort of follows this wave of anthology series
right. Where
you don't have to invest in a whole 22 episodes necessarily, right?
Yeah, I think they committed to 10 or 12.
But
right
I mean, isn't each one a standalone?
Yeah. It's an anthology series.
Yeah.
Also coming back, I found this out from you, a new version of A Christmas Story. What do we need to know about this?
Well, they've cast the kid who's going to play the Peter Billingsley character,
Ralphie,
and he is 11-year-old Andy Walken of Seattle. Don't
the
know him yet.
The son of Christopher Walken?
But you soon will.
Yes.
Is he related to Christopher Walken?
I don't know.
Nobody talks like that.
Nobody has said that, but it would be interesting.
Yeah. When can we see this?
December 17th. It's going to be one of those live things on Fox.
Is it a musical version or is it a regular version?
That is a good question. I think it's the musical version.
No, all right.
And Maya Rudolph is the mom.
Love
her. Not bad.
And the adult Ralphie who will narrate is
Christopher Walken.
It would be funny.
Oh, Matthew Broderick.
Yeah.
Doing the Gene Shepherd narration.
Yes.
You know what? He's going to be really good at that.
I bet. Give us one highlight of what we should look for this upcoming week on TV. We only have time
for
one.
Oh, it's really hard. Berlin Station is on Epix, the second season of that. And the reason I bring that up is because Robin's native Kiki Palmer is starring this year as a CIA agent fresh out of school going to Berlin where she is.
With an axe to grind? Does she have an axe to grind?
No, she doesn't. In fact, it's Kiki, I interviewed Kiki, and it'll be in the Sun-Times tomorrow. She said that it's kind of a cool coming-of-age story with this great Berlin backdrop and spy thriller.
It looks good.
Backdrop on it.
It does look good.
Yeah, it's a good show. I love the show.
Berlin Station.
Yeah, if you're into spy thrillers.
That's Kurt Wagner. His website is TVShowPatrol.com, your one-stop all-shopping headquarters for all things TV. Kurt, thank you. Have a great weekend.
You too.
Thank you. We'll take a quick break, then some news. It's Bill and it's Wendy on WGN.